Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I fell asleep to Mark Ennis.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
No, did you? That's what he my was, result plan
Mark
was.
Mark Ennis was in the bed with me and my wife.
Oh!
And James Strebel.
Bend the knee to me. Bend.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I want to see somebody other than Malik.
Just put us out of our misery. Let me see Evan suck. Let me see Brock suck. And let me just go, we're screwed.
I want to agree with him. Hey, it's a Friday. What's going on? It's The Take. It's ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN, Louisville.com. It's a beautiful Friday. You made it to Friday. We got a little bit of weekend coming your way. We got Jack Grossman back.
Hello,
at the
ladies.
Station right now. We got Strebel, who's going to be here. I did ask him today. He's not here yet. He'll be here in 10 minutes or so, 15 minutes. I asked him today, what do you got for me today, big guy? You burning on anything? And he flies in with, Louisville fans are not excited about the weekend.
Football Friday.
So that is where we are. And we're jam-packed today. The mixtape is going to be an absolute heater today. So says Jack Grossman, so we'll need to get to that. And we will at about 5:30 or so. We'll get to the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. We'll do that today. Lee Sterling going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, and our guy Jason Anderson going to join us at about 3:30, 3:35, 3:40. He'll be leaving and coming home from work, so we're going to wait till he gets home. Is that okay, Jack?
Works for me.
It works for you. Well, there we go. Well, obviously, I mean, because of the things that have happened. And by the way, 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. But I think you'll like this, Jack. Because of the things that have happened this week, specifically with U of L, you sprinkle in a little bit of Dino Gaudio. You sprinkle in, for many people, it's a short week. Hell, Louisville doesn't play until Monday night, and everything else, right? I will thank Louisville because today is the only day we're going to have to talk Mighty Missouri. Am I wrong?
Well, Monday. We'll have to talk Mighty Missouri on Monday.
If Louisville would have lost, well, if they would have won, it would be like this, but it would be opposite. If they would have beat Ole Miss on Monday, it would be like, okay, what's your boy Sack got for everybody now? You would have
it's Scott Satterfield's out here just working fools.
Man, I feel Rummage, I have, this is the worst I have seen.
Same. He's broken.
It's the worst I've ever seen him. And we haven't known him like our entire lives. So it's not like when Rummage was 12 years old, we knew how he reacted to a game or something. Like, I'm worried about him. I'm worried about him. Put Evan Conley in. Boy, I can't. We can't do that. We're not going to have to do that, are we? There's a growing number of Louisville fans, Jack, that I know in my life, okay, that, like, legit think they're not going to cover the, what is it, 28.5? Is it 4 touchdowns? Is it more than that?
Has that sounds
it
about right.
To 30? I mean, it's going to be close. It might go off maybe even closer to what Kentucky did, although I don't think he'll get all the way up to 30.5 or 31 or whatever. But, I mean, there's a growing number of Louisville fans that, A, are still pissed off, like are still angry. Like they were a 10 out of 10 on Monday, and they were that on Tuesday, and they were that on Wednesday. And then I thought it would dissipate, and I was wrong. I mean, I would say people are still a solid 8.5 at least at this point with U of L football. So
I'm okay with this answer, too. What? Texas said an EKU win.
Oh, no. Stop. Jack! Do we need to do an intervention?
I think we do, man. They've lost it. And
no,
it's not, been...
no, it's just him. Maben doesn't feel like this.
Yeah,
Maben hasn't lost it this much.
Maben's lost it a little bit, but Rummage is crushed.
He is crushed. Rummage, you're a Cowboys fan. You haven't done jack bleep in the NFL. You're used to it. I had one for Rummage today, but I decided not to tweet it out. I still might. It's funny. It's still funny. It's funny. So we'll get to Louisville football. Big 12 stuff is out there. Satterfield. I have a couple different takes as it pertains to him and everything else. But let's start here because it is the first day this week, Jack. And I'm sorry that Louisville had to have such an utterly pathetic performance on Monday. And I'm sorry that, yes, even a little bit more Dino Gaudio sound came out that kind of changed the course of the week. But everyone I know who is a Kentucky fan is at this point downright cocky that they're going to win on Saturday. And listen, I'm not going to sit here and break down Missouri's football team. I don't know anyone other than the quarterback. That's all I know. I forgot that is it Larry Roundtree that was the running back that was there last year, too? He was there for like 9 years, Jack.
Man, I don't know. It's Missouri football. I don't know anyone.
It's a great point.
I'm not even going to try to fake it. It's Missouri. It's Drinkowitz.
You follow all this crap. You follow more sports than just about anybody. Is the quarterback named Connor, is a ball of that?
I think it's Bazelak.
Bazelak?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we need to know that, okay? And that's we'll learn his name, and I'm kidding around. And we'll fit. And so I'm not previewing the game, so I don't know what they did against Central Michigan other than, I mean, it was a generic game. I don't know if our boy Dinkiewicz is going to have something for Stoops if he's slow playing Kentucky or not. But there's two things here. We are going, number one, we are going to find out in the next few weeks here if the Mark Stoops scheduling plan worked out for him. And here is what I mean. He has a new quarterback. Now, listen, they made these schedules are not made, a month before the season. So I'm not giving him credit that he knew how this was going to lay out. But this is how it lays out. Okay, so whether it's the SEC, whether it's Mark Stoops, whoever is in charge of this year, we are going to find out. And here's what I mean. It ended up being with what last week was, even though it was an utterly pathetic opponent, okay? I am not a believer, someone that is that low at the very bottom of college football. I am not a believer in FCS. I have been clear with that. If we went to all Power 5 games, I love adding another SEC game, adding another ACC game. The Alliance can provide something. Like, I'm all about it. I am all about it. And all it takes is a couple teams to play a couple times and to have a team feel ripped off or to have a team have a big win, and suddenly you have something birthed like Missouri and Kentucky that, they're trying to fight for that middle ground in the SEC. And by the way, their SAGR numbers are right next to each other. We'll get to that. But we are about to find if the beginning of this season is going to work out. And here's what I mean. Last week you had ULM. This week, you get Missouri, so you get the warm-up before Missouri, and this is being deemed, listen, this is being sold as a massive game. I don't know how many more times Kentucky is going to be able to sell that, if you will. The mailman's here, if you can hear my dog. We're at the home studios today. I thought it was Strebel. Dogs do this, Jack. I know you guys have had dogs. Will carry on at this same damn mailman that she has seen for
every day,
8 years of her life. 8 years of her life. It's like the dude drops off junk mail, and we don't get a piece of mail that's worth anything. And if you do, if you get a piece of mail and you check the mail and you're waiting
1985?
For something in the mail, no, you're in trouble. There's something coming for you. Does that make sense? It's not good. It's a bill or it's something else, and it's not good
unless it's like a package or something. something that you've ordered.
Yes, 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 absolutely. But then, you know, Kentucky has easy game. That's fine. You're breaking in Liam Cohen. That's fine. You're breaking in a new quarterback, new weapons. It's a preseason game. I don't like it, but that is where they were. Then you have this big-time game with Missouri, this showdown that is going to be so pivotal. That's been the narrative. That's week two. And then you don't have to worry about the letdown game. Next week is Chattanooga. And then you go into Florida, and Kentucky fans are already
South Carolina
dreaming.
Before Florida.
Oh, yeah, South Carolina is even assistant. Easier. Yeah. So we are about to find out if Kentucky and the way that their schedule is, for whatever reasons, okay, we are about to see if that's going to pay off or not. The payoff of having Chattanooga and ULM to start the season is it puts you in a good spot for Missouri, and it sets you up going into that Florida, LSU, and Georgia to where there are winnable games there, and you're not dead. You have a bye. No, you don't have a bye in there. I apologize. You have a bye right after Georgia, which is a great thing for Kentucky, by the way. We talked about that before the season. It's a great thing for Kentucky. You don't want to face Georgia after the bye because you're losing that game no matter what anyway. Don't waste your bye getting ready for Georgia. So we are about to find out if the way this schedule, which has been talked about a lot, getting ready for this season, if that is going to pan out. Now, the other thing, Jack, and we got to be honest with ourselves here. This show has to be honest. Out of all of them, we have to be the most honest. And here is the trouble. And, Jack, this is right up your alley. You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we're embarrassing ourselves talking about Missouri this way.
Are we?
Like, we haven't, right?
Right.
Like we haven't. But, I mean, there is a part of me that when you say mighty Missouri, like you're being an a-hole to Strebel, like that's your way to needle Strebel.
Yeah.
But I also think that you're right. Mighty Missouri, and I can't figure out, like, right now Missouri would be the fourth best game on their schedule,
which to me shows how bad their schedule is.
Well, I mean, of course, you know, we'll see what happens. Like, for instance, Louisville is 70th in the Sagarins. Well, right now Kentucky is 28, Missouri is 27. So for Kentucky, Missouri's 27, Florida's 12, LSU is still 22, and Georgia's 2. So with only one game of data, it's still using last year's stuff. It's still projecting, if you will, from what we were able to see in week one. But I'm eternally conflicted with this game because I believe the downside of losing this game is massive for Kentucky and Mark Stoops. It's massive for Kentucky and Mark Stoops, not only in the small picture this season. It is a game that's been circled. It would be a letdown. It would be fans showing up and being let down losing to a team that is no better than you, that you feel like with the way that's been sold, that you're by your coaches, I might add, that you should be more than a touchdown better, and that's what Vegas has thought as well. And in the grand picture, where you are in the SEC, all of this matters. That's the down. I mean, like, the downside of losing to me, and to be mocked, by the way. I mean, again, this game has been one of those, hey, we've had this game circled. I feel like Kentucky fans think that their team is just ready to pounce.
Like, they've waited all offseason for this
game. Yeah, like, they're ready to go on Saturday night. And, again, it goes back to the scheduling conversation with Chattanooga next week. There's no letdown game. You're not going to South Carolina. Tennessee's not next week. Louisville's not game three. Mississippi State, which could have been a trap game, right? I mean, that would be the conversation. They beat Missouri. We're like, oh, damn, now you got to go at Mississippi State. And they had an easier opponent, but that's not the case. You get Chattanooga. The upside, we know the upside. I mean, right. You know, Kentucky wins this game. I just don't know what Missouri is going to end up. That's my point to all of this, that it feels like it's a pivotal game, but it also would be like me saying this about Louisville-Boston College, right? And Louisville, you know, maybe not now, but for
like,
many,
like the Lamar
many
Jackson
years.
Year.
Well, yeah, like many, many. Yeah, it would be like matching those two up.
It would be like saying Louisville has a shot to beat Clemson, but also we got to make sure we win that Boston College game.
You almost lost your voice there. You're running out of air.
No, I'm good.
Oh, I thought you were running out of air.
No. I mean, like, that's kind of the comparison. It's if you're going to have these high expectations that Kentucky fans claimed to have all summer, Vince Barrow's going out there and saying, we want to beat Atlanta, you got to beat Missouri. And really, you should be better than Missouri.
Yeah, but my point is that's a sad thing to say, Jack.
Yes, it is a sad
like,
thing to say.
Like, it's you beat
but
them, that's
where
great.
BB ends
you feel,
at, right?
Well, I know, but my point is talking about winning as many games as some in BBN have, and then also having the analysis of, well, you know, it's going to be a tough one. You got to beat
Missouri.
Those two things don't mesh.
That's the point all summer.
And I'm saying, thank God that something interesting happened on Monday night, so we didn't have to do this conversation beginning on Tuesday or Wednesday. Yes, but now wrong. We've arrived at the conversation on Friday at 3:17. That's where we are.
Yeah.
That's where we are. So Mighty Missouri is coming up. As for U of L, I mean, listen, I think it's clear. They need to win. They need to cover. They need to look good. They need to pulverize Eastern Kentucky. Anything else other than that, you can say that's unfair. I don't want to hear it. Listen, I'm not. There's no wiggle room for me in this one. I don't care what EKU did 2 years ago, or they almost upset someone, or they covered the number however many times. I don't care. Louisville fans, you should expect a win. And I have no idea what to expect as far as crowd goes on Saturday night. I mean, we'll be at the caboose. Patty Ice will be trust falling, I'm sure. Jack, you're going to be there, I assume.
Yes, I'm going to be
you
there.
You and Process are going together. A little man
yeah.
date.
Yeah.
How about
it's
that?
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Well, you sound excited.
I
what
am.
What are you going to wear? You have a Grossman Louisville jersey, or is it just red and black? I can't remember.
Yeah, from my bar mitzvah, I do have a Grossman Louisville jersey that does not fit me anymore.
Oh, it's from your bar mitzvah?
Yes, it's from my bar mitzvah.
I did not know that. Well, it fits you, like 3 years ago, maybe?
Well, Ethan wore my jersey.
Oh, is that
what
it was?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that does not fit me anymore. Nor would it be close to fitting me anymore.
The only person I know that can still wear clothes from, like, another time is Locke. Yeah, my dad would be one. Locke would definitely be one. That's a cut from the same cloth type of thing, you know? White male that weighs 160 pounds.
My dad could do that.
Yeah, exactly. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely.
About. Yeah. 437-9680. We'll take a quick break. I think Strebel's here. We'll take a quick break. On the other end, I'll read your text, and we'll get into more Mighty Missouri. We'll get to Jason Anderson here shortly as well. And a thought on what Scott Satterfield needs to do. We'll tell you what that is coming up next here on The Take. It's Friday. It's ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's not happy, Jack. He's unhappy.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
He's sitting next to a picture of a penis, and he's not happy. That's where you are.
I keep looking over there.
Of course you do.
Sticking right out.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm sure some of that sound will find its way to the Hightower Men's Clinic mixtape coming up this Friday. And by this Friday, I mean today. I don't know why I said it that way. It's an odd way to say it. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Jack Grossman. Strebel's here. Hit the damn sounder. Riggs here.
Yeah.
Preston turned down the music. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Jack sorry, Jack. Yeah, it's time. Okay.
But he is here. Spreeple's here today. You got your black and red on.
That's right.
Black and red until you're dead. How about that sad rummage sound? Does that hurt you?
It hurt me.
It doesn't. He's like winking. He's winking.
No, I'm not winking. I do feel. Look. Rummage, I've been there, Rummage. I've been there. I was there last season. So were you.
I want to see somebody other than Malik.
Just put us out of our misery. Just put us out of our misery. Let me see Evan suck. Let me see Brock suck.
That's the guy.
And let me just go.
That's the guy. That's the guy. That's the tall guy, right?
Yeah, Brock Doman.
That's the guy.
Yeah, do we want to see him Saturday?
Have you ever seen this guy, Jack? He's like 6'7".
Seen him.
He's like taller than Cam Newton. Put that guy in the game. I have no idea. He's just a random guy from California.
Right. He's like the no-star,
I don't know.
Whatever.
I have no idea who he is.
I think he's like
I have no idea.
I remember he committed, and people were like, oh, Brock Doman, you looked at him as like he didn't have any stars or anything.
This guy climbs rocks in Nulu. Do you understand? That's what this guy does.
All right, he's a little rock climbing.
I would love for this show to do that.
I can't.
Well, yes. You think?
I'd make it up.
What do you think? Me and Jack can? You think we can scale a wall?
No.
I did
go bouldering once, and that was. Oh, I was terrible at it.
When I moved here, I was 10, and I was even fat. I was like, you know, like a fat little kid.
Yeah.
And there was this family. They're like, yeah, we go on mountains and stuff. I'm like, I don't do that. Like, I lived in the Northeast. I shoveled snow.
Right.
It was 60 degrees, and I sweat. And it was baseball and hockey.
And played
video games.
Yeah, mountain climbing.
She ready for Mighty Missouri?
I am ready for Mighty
Missouri.
Sure? I'm sure. I'm ready to go.
The Kelvin Joseph game?
The Big Boss Man Fat Revenge Game. I'm ready for it.
You guys are embarrassing yourselves a little bit, right?
Yeah,
it
is what it is. I agree with a lot of what you and Jack are saying, but at the same time, you know, we're making fun of Missouri, which, you know, whatever. But, I mean, y'all made the point they're right there next to each other in the Sagarin ratings. I mean, it's not like this is just a game where Kentucky fans just think they're going to win. I think they're going to win, but it is a big deal. It is. For position in the SEC East, if we want to be where we want to be, it's a big deal of a game.
Are you going to run on the field, do you think? Think you're going to storm the field?
I don't know. Revenge for Kelvin Joseph. That's a big deal.
It is. Connor Bazelak.
Bazelak. Connor Bazelak.
Is his first name Connor?
It is Connor. He's Connor Bazelak.
He's blonde,
yeah.
Is he not?
I don't know what color his hair is.
I couldn't tell you.
I have no idea. I've never seen him without a helmet.
Players.
Yeah, I've never seen him without a helmet before. I don't know what he looks like. But like you texted this to me earlier this week, and I agree with you. There might be a personal foul on Kentucky in the first 5 minutes of the game. These are the type of games that Mark Stoops traditionally has his guys ready for. He feels disrespected from last year because they got their teeth kicked in. They were more physical than Kentucky was last year. You know how much that bothers Stoops? He hates that bleep. So I guarantee he's going to have his guys fired up and ready to fight. There might be some flags.
Ready to fight.
I'm serious.
Someone's going to get thrown out for targeting.
There might be. I mean, he has his guys ready to go for games like this. That's why I feel good about Kentucky. It is a big game.
Texas says, does anyone know the Iowa-Indiana final score? I just need to hear it out loud again.
34-6.
Texas says, Missouri may beat UK, but they would roll IU and their overrated squad.
Want to bet?
Indiana fan trying to talk down to a Kentucky football fan is absolutely insane.
I mean, it's the same damn lousy program traditionally.
Jack's right on that.
Is the Spider-Man meme. It's a sad Spider-Man meme.
I mean, that's a very Louisville football take by you.
It really is.
We're not on your turf, Indiana or Kentucky. We're Louisville football. That sounds like a Louisville fan. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I think there's an issue. I think L1C4 is shattered right now.
It is shattered.
I even think within our office, I think Rummage and Blank don't agree. I think there's issues. I think there's wildfires everywhere, and I don't know how to stop any of them.
I don't think maybe. I think
Diener's checked out. Diener's drinking champagne
in
this
morning. I know. 9 o'clock in the morning, just chugging a little bubbly.
Told him he's going to have a little nap.
Did he take it? I wonder if he took it.
I don't know.
Did he and Blank go out after that? Was there like more drinking?
Blank had a lunch.
Blank had a lunch. He had a lunch date.
Did it with whom?
Don't worry about who he had a lunch date with.
A little lunch date with Blank?
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
Journalism? Is there a little journalism involved?
Maybe there was.
Maybe there was. I don't know. I mean, he's...
Maybe he was with Tim Sullivan. he was with Shannon Russell.
Well, Eric Crawford, maybe?
Maybe he was with Eric Crawford.
He could be. I don't know.
Maybe Blank and... I was trying to think who else you consider a journalist.
Bozich.
Yeah, maybe he was with Bozich.
Blank and Bozich.
Blank and Bozich.
Yeah, B squared.
Texas says Jack sounds like his voice is coming out of a whale's blowhole.
For this mic, that's actually pretty, you know, that's pretty on brand.
I thought you sounded fine. I was in on the stream a way over. I didn't think you sounded strange.
Texas says if Kentucky's going to win 9, 10, 11 games, they literally have to beat Missouri. Well, yeah, but they have to beat, yeah, I mean.
There's
like,
other teams they have to beat, too.
I guess what I'm saying is I don't know if Missouri is going to, I mean, like, it just seems like it's being talked about like it's a massive, massive game.
Sure.
And it is in one respect, but Missouri is mid. It's Missouri.
That's what I feel
like,
about
it. That's kind of what I'm talking about here.
Yeah, no, that's my point.
I can't talk about it like we talked about the Georgia game a couple years ago.
Sure.
Maybe the Florida game this year. LSU, we'll see. Like, those games to me. But I understand. Like, I'm understanding of the narrative.
Right.
I'm just saying, in the big picture, you're sweating Missouri week two.
Sure.
And you think you can win 10 games,
yeah,
11 games.
I
does that make
that.
Sense? You've lost your damn mind.
I think it's more about what you're talking about. It's not about the opponent. It's about the projection for the season, right? It's not like we're scared of Missouri or Missouri's this behemoth of an opponent. But if you stumble out of the gates week two, like Louisville did, right? Louisville fans are thinking, you know, maybe, you know, 7-8 wins. You know, if we lose to Ole Miss close, it's still not that bad. We have a lot of winnable games on the schedule. You know, we're good. You get blown out, it's shattered. If Missouri comes out tomorrow and puts it on Kentucky they lose,
you're going to get that work.
You better
be ready to go
and
on
then,
Monday.
Right.
No, you know, Kellen's got a baseball practice.
No, none of that.
You better be here to face the music.
I'll be here to face the music.
Because they're going to come for you.
No, and they should. That's why, if they lost to Georgia, if this week two is Georgia, they lose to Georgia, it's like whatever. Yeah, you lost to Georgia. You lose to Missouri
your
week two.
Over.
I don't know if it's over, but you ain't winning 9 games. You ain't winning 10 games. No. Daryl Bird, you ain't winning 11 games. All the cockiness, if they lose tomorrow.
It's the cockiness is done.
The cockiness is on the line here.
The cockiness is on the line.
Not Missouri's great.
The cockiness is on the line.
That's what's on the line. It's the cockiness, the chestiness, all the we're right on the tail of Alabama and Ohio State, even though no one believes that. Vince Merrill, if they lose that game tomorrow, he needs to have his Twitter suspended. Like, Stoops needs to suspend his Twitter. No, you're not talking right now. We just lost to Missouri. So, the stakes aren't Missouri's great. The stakes are, if you lose this game, you're in trouble. All this BS. No, then you got to go back to Strebel said, 7 wins or 8 wins.
No.
Not this BS.
What did you
9,
ever
10, 11,
end? What did you
8,
ever?
4
okay.
was the final prediction.
Yeah, well, yeah, don't give me the 7 or 8. You had a chance to
I
go
did,
7
I did,
and you
I
didn't
went
take
8,
it.
And I
so don't
still,
give me the 8 wins mean something.
But I'm confident they're going to beat Missouri tomorrow. I am.
Texas says Jack needs to pull the sound of Jason Anderson crying on his final day.
Oh, man.
Texas says Ty Ray released the extra Gaudio audio in the middle of the week to take the heat off the dumpster fire.
Is that who sent it to Blankenbaker? Freedom of Information Act. That was an inside job.
It's legal. They're doing their legal duty as a public university.
I had a Louisville fan tell me.
Oh, here we go.
That
Jack, I have no idea what he's getting ready to say.
Hates sports.
Oh, every
in person.
There's thousands of them.
I know, but I haven't heard that.
Where?
One of my coworkers.
Okay, gotcha.
One of my coworkers.
What's her name?
It's a guy.
Oh.
And we were walking out today, and he was like, what are y'all going to do this weekend? I was like, oh, I think I don't even care. I didn't even get to finish my sentence. He's like, I don't care what Louisville does.
Wow.
I don't even care. And he's a season ticket holder.
Oh, is he?
He's mad. He's Neely Bendapudi hates sports. They should have paid Jeff Brom. And I'm like, you're probably right on the second part. I don't know about Neely hates sports, but second part you're probably right about.
Neely hates
sports. He's very upset.
Jack, get ready for that show.
Yeah.
Get ready for those shows. We're all just going to vomit on each other because that's what I'm going to feel.
Vomit. That's going to suck.
Does Neely care?
267. 9, 6, 8.
God, if we come in here on Monday and Louisville beats EKU 38-27,
God, Andy,
and Missouri lays it on Kentucky. I mean,
what kind of show are you going to do? It'd be a fun one. Yeah, it'd be
a fun one. It'd be a great show.
It would be funny and fun.
It'd be a great show.
Then both fan bases. See, that's what I don't want. Last season, both fan bases were in the same spot, and those shows they were funny. But they were just sad. And then it was funny at first. But then by the time you got to, like, game four or game five, you're kind of like,
no, it's going to be terrible.
I mean, I don't want to talk about these teams anymore.
That's where I think and Ennis is. I think Ennis is like, is it going to turn out like this to where
every
to
time
where
I host a drive, I've got to take calls on Satterfield needs to be fired.
The post game. Yeah, because that's so sad.
Yeah, I hope that
by the way, have you talked to Ennis about your post game?
Yeah, he knows.
That you're at home?
Yes, he knows.
I think Ennis is angry. He doesn't like that he's having to run the board for a game.
Yeah.
He told me he's not saying anything. He's not happy. He hasn't said anything to me, which means he's not happy.
Well, he's
pissed off right now.
Yeah, he texted me today at noon. He was like, so you're not going to be in the studio tomorrow?
Oh, boy.
I was like, no, I can't. It's like my wife works. Boy. It's too late for my mom to come over.
Jack's got to be smiling right now. And he has to be.
He's like, well, I'm running the board, so don't expect too much of me talking. It's okay. I can carry a post-game show in. So I've done it before. But if you want to chime in, go ahead and chime in. It's like, make sure you got Stoops ready to go.
Yeah, I had to reassure him yesterday that you can still talk even if you're running the board. And it's like, have you ever seen me run a show?
I
have faith in you. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I was like, no worries. I was
that's not true. You don't have faith in him.
Well, I do. He's been producing for a while now. I think he'll have it. He's been Greer's right hand man. So I think he'll be just fine.
Texas says Rummage is full on Cowboys and Volunteers week two.
Yeah, Tennessee's not any better either.
Well, that's the thing. He can't rely on Tennessee. I think he's becoming a Kentucky fan because he was like, I want to go see Alabama in the SEC championship game the other day, and I almost fainted. I was like, you do sound like a Kentucky fan. Like, our football team says, well, I like Nick Saban. I like Alabama's program. I can cheer for them.
I have a theory. If Rummage ever moved on from the radio, moved out of this area, I think he might flip gear.
Yeah.
I think there might be some official gear flipping.
He'll leave his gear in a trash bag like they left the soccer player. And then he'll just leave it on the side of the road in Morty C. And then whatever middle-aged, you know, 2XL man walks by, he'll have some new UML gear.
Well, you're not allowed to be 2XL and live in Norty C.
Well, that's true. That's why he's running every day.
Yeah.
They look at me, the application's over.
Oh, they get your ass out of there.
Yeah, they say, don't even worry about filling out the paperwork.
They take your kids and your wife and leave you on the side.
You know, that's exactly
like that guy's clothes.
Yeah, that's
who had COVID, even though the men's basketball team season was ruined by it.
She can come, and those three children, they could live here too, but you need to live off property.
Texas says 93.9 is having two pregame shows for EKU. Blank's going to be at the alley.
Man, I'm going to listen too.
No bleep stream.
I'm going to be grilling my burgers tomorrow or whatever grilling.
Listen to Blank.
Yeah.
The pre-game show at the alley. Come down to the alley and meet Mark Blankenbaker.
Does he have a tenth? Or is it going to be down on him again?
Here's what I said. I said, it's all you, baby.
Yeah.
I don't want a call or a text or
a DM.
It's all you, baby. That's what I said. If you want to do it,
if I get a call about that tomorrow, I might chuckle. I might just chuckle.
He'll do that. So Jack's going to be at the caboose with process, you said.
Yep.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Is Diener going to talk to you guys, you think?
Yeah, he'll say hi, but not really, no. I don't think so.
So is Blankenbaker going to be hauling that equipment around at the caboose?
I'm not hauling it.
Listen.
It's his decision. Yeah. He made a choice.
Yeah, listen, this is not my thing.
It's his baby.
This is the alley, baby.
The pre-pregame show.
We're giving you the most coverage in Card Country.
Yeah.
Hey, Louisville, it's Card Country. And for the most coverage, it's ESPN Louisville with exclusive pre-game coverage of 0-1 Louisville, 70th in the Sagarin ratings. FCS champion EKU. They're not in FCS anymore, but right, Jack? They moved up, right?
No, I'm pretty sure they are because aren't they in the OVC? No, they just moved to the A-Sun, right?
Yeah, they moved up.
Yeah, that's still FCS.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well.
So there we go.
Okay. Well, when's the post-game
show? I'm sure Scotty D loves when you say that. Yeah, the A-Sun sucks. Thank you for that.
No, I'm not saying they suck. I mean, why would you say that? Scotty D
just put his schedule out yesterday.
It's a really good schedule.
He's with Diener and Blankenbaker drinking champagne this morning. I saw that picture on Instagram.
I did. I wanted to send this to Scotty D, but I don't know rules, nor do I usually care about them.
Right, yeah.
Scotty D's playing Gonzaga. He's just got to...
Oh, yes.
You know, if you go out for a beer afterwards, just, you know, Uber, you know, just...
Mark
few.
Make
you don't
sure.
want to be. Yeah, yeah.
If he invites you for some drinks, make sure you have a ride.
Right.
Yeah. No, I understand that. That's practical. It's practical.
Texas says, is Grossman going to the alley?
I do not think I will be making it to the alley. I think I'm going to a family friend's tailgate and then the caboose.
Texas says, Nordy C pays deplorable plebes to pick up trash.
Maybe I'll apply for that.
Texas says, was Patty Ice? I bet Patty Ice is heated. Patty Ice don't care.
Yeah. He's got his own gig. He knows what he's doing.
He's at the caboose.
He's at the caboose with Taylor Lynch. Taylor Lynch going to be there at the caboose?
You damn right.
Oh, he's going to have a shirt on?
Why?
That's what I was asking. He could do the show shirtless.
Texter says, cockiness bowl 2021. Texter, Mizzou was third in the SEC East last season.
Yeah, and that's my point. It's all about positioning more than opponent. Positioning over opponent. Then we'll get to the opponent after South Carolina.
Texas says Diener had brunch with Blankenbaker this morning.
It looked good.
Yeah, they were drinking like Dom and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
It's unbelievable.
They had this tray.
They had a little mimosa together.
A little champagne. I mean, it's like they were at a bed and breakfast the night before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wake up.
You know, I've never stayed at a bed and breakfast.
Neither have I.
And I don't think I want to.
I also have not.
You also have not? Well... There we go. I mean, I can't go to you guys on how it was. I just don't think that's the case.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're too close to other people.
Right.
It's like, I don't want a communal breakfast. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to talk to those people.
And you're
other people.
Just in a normal bedroom. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no amenities. Like, they don't have, like, room service or anything like that. I'm with you. I don't know about the whole bed and breakfast thing. It's like, I go to bed and breakfast in Nantucket. I guess Jeff Greger tells us about that.
Texas says, I got under 20K for the attendance of U of L EKU. No.
It won't be that. How much of this is bluster? That's what I want to know. You have all these Louisville fans. I'm not going. I don't want to go. I'm not supporting Satterfield. He can have my tickets.
Go.
How much of that is – I want to know. Now, Louisville fans –
I don't know. Ask Jack. He's going to be there. I don't know.
You have an opportunity to back up what you're saying, all this tough talk. I'm so mad. Let's see tomorrow. Let's see how many of you wake up in the morning and be like, well, you know, that's nice weather. biggest biscuit has his brisket out there.
Oh, do I want to go catch some brisket? Yeah. Biggest biscuit.
And a few pops. You know? That stadium's not going to be full, but it's going to have a decent crowd. Y'all are full of it. Y'all are going to go to the game. You're going to sit there with your arms crossed, and you're going to be unhappy.
You're going to watch them play EKU,
and at the end of the game, you're going to go, well, you know, they didn't look bad. That wasn't that bad. Scott may have made some adjustments. It wasn't that bad.
I think Schriebel's right.
That's how I feel about it.
It's going to be a week of they're going to beat UCF.
I totally disagree with you. I think the upper level's going to be empty.
Well, of course the upper level's going to be empty.
And I think the striped part's going to be empty.
I think it would have been empty even if they would have beat Ole Miss.
Okay, that's what we're talking about.
It's going to be a normal crowd.
I hate doing crowd conversations.
I'm doing it only because of the bluster. We're all mad. And it'll still
they're pissed
be.
Off.
They are pissed off, but they're not pissed off enough not to go to the game. That's my point. They're going to go to the game. They're going to be there. And Jack's right. Then they're going to be like, well, you know, the UCF game's not that bad. It's not that bad. Especially, I don't even know who UCF plays this week. I don't even care. But if they struggle or lose or something, then the confidence will grow. And this past week will just be a memory. It'll just be a faint memory.
Texas says, do you think Diener and Blank took a champagne nap after the shower? A little nap. What?
A shower? What shower?
After the show.
Oh, the show. You said a shower. I was like, what did they do? What?
Freudian slip.
You got my attention with shower.
No wonder you looked at me strange.
Yeah, the shower. hour. I was like, what?
Oh, what's man. Going on what a there, stupid man. Day.
Yeah, it's a football Friday.
It's a football Friday. The long-winded Jason Anderson.
Football Friday.
Yes, yeah. The long-winded Jason Anderson next.